This is all that remains of 8-year-old Hannah's house. She lives in the neighborhood of Bobrovitsa, on the outskirts of Chernihiv.
There is no water, electricity and gas. No one comes here and asks. No one does anything.
She's not the only one to have lost her home. Her neighbor, Oleksiy Serada, shows us what was once his pride and joy. All that's left are the ashes of a previous life. His home was first hit by Russian bombs in the early days of the war, and again on the 10th of March.
Now I have nothing. The ceiling and floors have burnt. The most painful thing is that all my memorable documents have burnt. I didn't need them, but I kept them as souvenirs. I'm a retired pilot, and I kept all my pilot logs there.
Despite having lost all his possessions, he looks to the future with hope.
Come back in 2 years. I will rebuild everything. We will have a barbecue together.
Chernihiv woke up to the rocket attacks on the first day of the war, when Russian troops crossed the border from Belarus. Despite being besieged, it did not surrender. And finally, on the 30th of March, the Russian forces retreated from the region. But Chernihiv has paid a high price. Andriy and Svetlana's home was hit 3 times, and now they are trying to salvage whatever remains. We are cleaning this mess, Andriy tells me. What can we do? We don't need help, but others do. Svetlana adds ironically, you see how our Russian brothers have helped us? We met Hannah again in a nearby shelter.
They have shown me my room already. It is a nice room. I will stay here as long as I can. I don't have a choice.
Our center was created for children with psychoneurological difficulties. When the bombing started, many people came here as they were looking for shelter. We became a shelter for those who needed it.
For Hannah, it might not be an ideal setup, but at least she now has a roof over her head. Not only this rehab center for children has changed after the war in Ukraine, civilians are now becoming frontline workers helping to rebuild the country. And they say in this process, they are more united than ever. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Chernihiv.